Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. I'm Amy Tamman. And I wanted to do a little 15-minute moment on meditation. So you've probably already heard a lot of the research around meditation and how great it is for you on a wellness side. But on the spiritual side, it's wonderfully effective as well. But we often do not include that into our daily routine. And I think it's because of this perception, and I had this perception for a long time, that meditation is difficult. But it's actually very, very simple, and I want to talk to you about the simplicity and how you can integrate that into your life. So here is why meditation is beneficial. So it helps you reduce stress. And I mean, really helps you, just totally interrupts that stressful state of mind. Meditation has a wonderful way of just bringing you back to center. It improves your concentration. It helps you, it shifts your focus so you are starting to think about your lifestyle more holistically. Sometimes we get so focused on one result or whatever we're doing. We get so focused on work, or we get so focused on our relationship, or we get so focused on our children that things can fall out of alignment. And just the act of meditating, beginning a practice of meditation, can really help you start to live more healthy without even really having to make yourself, because we tend to, when it comes to healthy living, we make ourselves do things. You don't have to even make yourself do anything. You'll just automatically start to eat better. You'll automatically start to sleep better. You'll just make better choices. Meditation is also wonderful to help you become more aware of who you are. There's something pretty amazing. When you sit in meditation, all you have is you. And you start to practice being more and more aware of who you are and the choices and decisions that you make and why you make them. It increases your happiness, and it slows the aging process. It also benefits your cardiovascular and immune health. So that is how meditation is great. So how do you do it? I like to keep things simple. There are tons of schools of thoughts out there about meditation, but I keep it really easy. I like to focus on breath, and this is what I teach my clients, is to focus on the breath, and I have them start with a 5 count. So it's a 5 count inhale, and then hold for 5 count, and then an exhale for 5. So inhale for 5, hold for 5. Exhale for 5. And you can do this now. You can start practicing now. And this particular breathing exercise is so wonderful to help with anxiety. If you're one that gets a bit anxious from time to time, or you find yourself in a moment of nervousness, you can do this 5-count breathing, and I promise you it will immediately calm you down. So I start my meditations with that. I usually use some type of guided meditation because it's just awesome. It just makes the journey so much more fun. I can meditate in silence. It's wonderful. And if that's your thing, go for it. But I often encourage my clients to use a guided meditation. And the number one guided meditation that I love is Sounds of the Sun by Colette Baron-Reed. And if you go to her site, ColetteBaron-Reed.com, it's actually for sale. For a long time it wasn't. It's $1.99, and you can buy the MP3 download of it, and it actually includes Sounds of the Sun. And what I love is Colette was a musician, and the artistry behind this guided meditation is so beautiful and so much more impactful than typical meditations you might find on the market. So that is my go-to. It's 10 minutes. And I lay down for my meditations. I tend to, if I do most of my meditations laying down or walking. And if I do a laying down meditation, I know that if I do anything over 10 minutes, I'm probably going to fall asleep. But I'm going to share some longer meditations with you that are wonderfully effective as well. So 10 minutes, I put it on, and then I go into the five. I start with that 5 second, that five count breathing. Inhale for five, hold for five, exhale for five. And then from there, I just breathe normally. And so if you are going to start a meditation practice, so find a quiet space somewhere where you're comfortable. Get your body into a position that feels right for you. Again, one of the reasons why we don't meditate is because we think that there's this right or wrong way to do it. Really, there isn't. It's your journey. It's just about sitting and breathing and being with yourself. And if you can just try that and then adjust it to make it work for your lifestyle, you'll find that it's one of the greatest things that you can do for yourself. So get into a position that feels right for you. If you want to sit up, you can. I know there are various poses that you can do. Or if you want to lay down, just do that as well. And then start breathing. Now, as you breathe, it's important to breathe from the abdomen, or I call it the belly breath. For my clients that work with me, I say, take a big, deep belly breath and fill the abdomen. And even now, if you do it now, you can just feel yourself relax. You can feel yourself calm down. It's pretty wonderful. And then you just stay in that space, breathing, as long as you would like. And that is why I like to use a guided meditation, because it does give some time frame. At the beginning of a meditation, you may want to scan your body for tension or discomfort. My hypnotherapist, and typically with hypnotherapy, they'll run you through a cycle where you'll go through the whole body and ask the body to relax. So if I'm having a more, generally I can get into meditation mode pretty quickly with the breathing. It brings me back to center. But if I am feeling a little more agitated, I will do a cycle of a body scan. And that's just, you just ask each body part to relax. And you can start at the top of your head or at your feet. And just ask your body to relax. Go through, start at the head. Ask your head to relax. Ask your face and your jaw and your mouth and your nose and your eyes to relax. And your arms to relax. And your fingers to relax. And your back. Ask your back to relax. Your shoulders. All the way down your spine. Down your thighs, your torso, and just run through all the body parts until you get to the feet and ask them to relax. It's pretty amazing when you say in your mind, feet, relax, you'll find that they do. It's pretty awesome. So as you ask your body parts to relax, you can thank them as well. Thank you for relaxing. Thank you for relaxing. Some people like to set an intention before a meditation, particularly if you are seeking some clarity or you're feeling like your energy is a bit off. You might want to set an intention that your meditation is safe space and that everything that needs to be revealed is revealed. But mainly just enjoy the time. Often I hear, well, Amy, I keep thinking all the way through it. It's not working. I can't quiet my mind. Totally get it. You're not supposed to. Because if you stay in that meditation mode long enough, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, the mind will start to relax itself. And it might drift off, and then you just bring it back center. It might drift off again, and you just bring it back center. And all of that's very automatic. You don't have to make it do it. If you just keep breathing and stay in that space, and intentionally create your space of sanctuary, the mind will automatically start to relax. Just let your thoughts cycle. Just let them cycle. Pay attention if you need to. Just things that can, maybe there's something repetitive, but most of it doesn't really matter that much. Just let yourself relax. And by bringing yourself back to center, it not only helps you connect with your intuition. So if you are seeking some direction or some clarity, or you need to make a decision, you'll be able to more clearly focus in on the best choice for you. So, number one, don't put any expectations on the meditative process. Just do it. And focus fully. Number two, focus fully on your breathing and physical comfort. The more relaxed you can feel in your body, the more that you can focus on the breath, the more you will reap the benefits of your meditation time. Other meditations I love, and I've tried so many. I love meditations with binaural beats. It's really great. And I love, and I've talked about this if you follow me, and if you don't, sign up for my newsletter on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I love orinanddeben.com. It is Sonia Roman, and they make the most beautiful meditations. They are long. They tend to be about half hour. And if it's not the right time of day, I will inevitably fall asleep. But they are fantastic and high vibrating, and immediately put you in a space of receiving whatever it is that you desire. And they have meditations for everything, from energy to prosperity to, oh gosh, security, public recognition, growing your business. And if you go on their site, they're $7. I'm not affiliated with them or Colette. I'm just a fan. If you go on their site, you can see under, it'll say single audio downloadable meditations, and you can just pick one that really resonates with you. I've tried so many of them, and they're just high quality, well made, just fantastic. You will not be disappointed with these meditations. And then play with it. If you like nature sounds, play nature sounds. If you like ocean waves, play ocean waves. If you like music, I've meditated to Pearl Jam records. It's not about focusing on the music. It's about being in time with it. And so all you have to do is just breathe, and you'll find the groove, and you'll find the rhythm. And it's from that space that great clarity comes, great peace comes, and ultimately calmness. So for my type A high-stress folk, start with some meditation. And you might want to do it in the beginning of the day and the end of the day, but it really doesn't matter. Just get it in. You can meditate anywhere. You can sit on your lunch break, outside, put your sunglasses on if you feel weird, and just breathe. If you want to close your eyes, you can. And just breathe. Just breathe. And you'll feel fantastic. So that is my 15-minute message on meditation. I strongly encourage you, if you don't have a practice, develop one. If you've fallen off your practice, bring it back. We're in Mercury in retrograde. Things are going to be a little wonky. Not bad, just wonky. And there's nothing like meditation to keep you calm and keep you open and keep you peaceful, really, really peaceful. So that is my message. I look forward to connecting with you all on my newsletter list, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You can sign up there. You can also find out information about my services there under Work With Me. And if you like this program, please consider writing a review on iTunes or telling a friend. Until next time, may your day be peaceful, calming, and relaxing. Take care.